Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Tom with the Ramble Redhead Audio Boo. Today is Monday, October the 17th, and I thought I would leave you all a little audio boo about a certain subject that has really has pissed me off. This is an old man rant! But I just want to say that I've been watching a lot of my favorite TV shows. And one of the things that just drive me absolutely insane lately is, I mean, I can understand how they want people to watch and understand how they would leave with a cliffhanger. But what they do lately, is, especially with Weeds, especially with The Big C, especially with Breaking Bad, those are just some of the examples of some shows that I've watched recently, that what they've done is they basically get you hooked in every episode. They get you sucked into the story. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. One minute you're laughing, one minute you're in shock, next minute you're in tears. And I'd have to, I mean, I love The Big C because of just the show in itself. It's about a woman who is finding out that she has cancer. And what had happened was that she kind of gets a refocus on life. And I think that I think that all of us who have ever had anything major happen in your life, you definitely tend to do that. You tend to look at things. And so, like, for example, in my case, like breaking up with Joe, it kind of makes you re-examine not only how I look at life, but how I look at relationships and what I can do to make it better for the next one. And I guess the thing that drives me crazy about, like, The Big C, The Weeds, as you know, and also Breaking Bad to a small degree, is that what I don't like is I don't like when the creators of these shows throw in drama just to be controversial or to throw a big curveball in the episode. Like, for example, the one of The Big C, which I'm not going to go into detail because I know there's probably people who are behind, haven't caught up, and I'm not going to ruin it. But it'd be kind of like me giving away the ending of the movie with Bruce Willis and it has that kid and now I can't think of the name. I See Dead People. That movie, and all of you are probably going, I know what it is, it's blah, blah, blah. So I apologize. But anyway, it's just that the thing that really got to me was the way that they ended with the season finale of Big C. Because they start out with something tragic that happened on the previous episode, and then they go into something that's very heartwarming, very touching, and then they throw this massive curveball, you know, at the end. And it really, at first, it was so shocking that, be honest with you, I got quite emotional about it. And then the more and more I thought about it, the more angry I got, because of the fact that the writers and the producer and the director were simply, you know, fucking with the listeners and viewers of this show. And it was just for the emotional sake of it. And I thought that it was totally unnecessary. And because you wanted to, because of the way the story was going, it'd be like, to give you another example, would be like the whole entire movie of Rocky and how they're building it up where this underdog is going to go and fight. And then it's the final battle with the big bad enemy. And then instead of Rocky winning, not only does he lose, but he's murdered in a horrific car crash by a drunk driver or something. I mean, it would just totally, you know, knock the wind out of you just for the sake of knocking the wind out of you. And I guess that's what really bothered me the most about these shows. And I just thought I would get on my soapbox, and I'm running out of time. But I just wanted to tell you that it just really got my goat. So anyway, do me a favor. Go to podcastawards.com and vote for me for the best GLBT podcast, as well as all your other favorites, such as Cocktail and Cream Puss, as well as Greetings from Nowhere for the general category, and vote for all the others that you listen to. So please go to Podcast Awards and vote, vote, vote.